Manchester May Day weekend kicked off on Saturday with the 7th Manchester Radical Book Fair. The event was in a new venue this year, The Basement, a new radical bookshop and cafe in the city's northern quarter. The book fair was much busier than in previous years, with stalls from groups as diverse as Class War, Green Anarchist, Corporate Watch, and many others.
Well, it was great. There's always loads of things to see and buy, and it's all a bit intimidating, really. I was behind a stall for most of it, so what I mostly saw was people coming from outside to the book fair, which was nice, because I didn't recognise any of them, and seeing people taking stuff off my stall, which was also nice.
I think it's really good. It's really interesting, loads of people have come and it's just been a really good day.
What's been the best thing about it?
Meeting people and talking to people.
All the zines and patches, like, it was great. Bought like loads of patches, and that'll be really cool.
It's very fair, like, it's like some ye olde worldy English village.
It was a very, very successful day. A lot of people came to see the stall and to see what different groups are doing, and I think something is coming out, because we just maybe we're going to organize a campsite in the Peak District to protest against the bypass they want to do there, and maybe a big demonstration about transport in Manchester. So yeah, it was successful.
On May Day itself, over 30 cyclists took part in a critical mass bike ride.
It happens every month, but this was a special May Day one. A bunch of people get together to ride bikes around city centres and take up the road, take back the road for the cyclists. Because, yeah, we always get pushed to the side and the roads are built for cars, really, aren't they? So, it's, yeah, just taking back our space and showing that cycling's a real alternative way to get around, basically. Lots of interesting bikes, people on little BMXs, people with flags, ringing bells and shouting, and we cycled around town a bit. Around the centre of town at Dean's Gate, and then headed for Oxford Road. Cycled up Oxford Road to Blackfields Park, and we got a few honks off of a couple of car drivers and a few bemused looking passers-by.
Afterwards, the May Day celebrations continued in Blackfields Park.
Approached by this copper guy who came over and said, "Who's in charge here?" I said, "Well, not, but I'll talk to you." So apparently the council are really paranoid about the whole business, because it's a gathering that they don't know anything about at all. I think, what are we doing? We're having a picnic, you know, we're eating food, listening to some music, and playing a few games, and that's it. Anyway, eventually they'll bug it off. We can't see them around anywhere now.
The May Day picnic. It's not a microphone, it's just a hat.
You should get the kids. Can't be intimidating.
It would hurt. What was good about it?
The sunshine. The music. The new people that I saw.
Quite disappointed. We've got jugglers, a parachute, bicycles.
Must be about 100 people here. Drum band playing, people that are parachute playing silly parachute games, which are good fun, and just generally chilling out and having a good time, which is what you want on May Day. And even the weather's been reasonably kind.